I must admit that I have mixed feelings about flying. Despite the fact that I know several languages, I'm not a great traveller. My first flight took place when I was 16, and it was on a very small plane with only 3 or 4 seats. It didn't last very long, but it is a wonderful memory, although I didn't feel very comfortable for a first experience. We flew over the Lake of Annecy in the French Alps. I could discover the wonderful landscape below, the lake, snow-capped mountains, and the fields and forest. As I never travelled further than Austria, I can keep on terra firma or the sea sometimes, so I mostly travel by car or by train. All the more than now, we have more and more very high-speed trains. I made only short flights from my city, Bordeaux, to Paris or Strasbourg, to get closer to where my family and childhood friends live. These flights were motivated by the need to shorten the travelling time between the southwest and the northeast of France, which is normally a 10-hour drive. This was when we only had a weekend to do the round trip and be back Monday morning for work. It was usually for birthdays, the latest being my mother's 80th, but also for weddings and funerals. And unlike the movie, there were more of the latter, unfortunately. I would like to end with an anecdote that took place in the mid-80s. It was a scorching summer day, and when all the passengers had boarded, we were told that there was an unidentified suitcase in the baggage hold in a time of strict anti-terrorist control. It hasn't changed that much since then, I must say. So a member of each family had to get off the plane to identify their pieces of luggage. You can imagine that this considerably delayed the flight that was only supposed to last 50 minutes. It also dramatically increased the temperature inside, since there was no air conditioning as long as the plane was on the runway. Everything was going on smoothly though, when I smelt something unusual and heard a mum moaning, "Oh no! My baby has done a poo and I have no nappy to change her. My parents are waiting for me in Paris with all I need." "No problem, mum." Solidarity was the watchword. I handed out an extra disposable I had in my cabin bag for my own boy. A steward changed the position of the seat to make it comfortable, lined it with a blanket, while an air hostess handed what was needed to wash the baby, and everything was settled in no time before the others came back on board. I don't know if that 35 or 36 year old was told this adventure and remembers it, but I do, and it still makes me smile.